I don't know about you, but I can hardly believe that Lent starts next week, right? I mean, it seems like just yesterday we were putting up all of the Christmas decorations and getting ready for Christmas Eve. And now here we are, just a few days before Ash Wednesday. And then when we think about Lent, kind of in churchy terms, we know that we are just a few days before we start to hear stories of the most high-profile days of Jesus' life, right? Before we know it, Jesus will begin the journey to Jerusalem, and he will enter the city in a parade of palms, and he will share the Last Supper with his disciples, and he will be arrested, and he will be crucified, dead, and buried. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Before we get to those days, there's another high-profile day for us to celebrate. On this day, on this Sunday, we celebrate what we call the Transfiguration, which is the day when Jesus gathered up three of his faithful-ish disciples, and they went up on the mountain to pray. And there, Jesus was revealed in all of his glory, in all of his true, full glory, that he was revealed to them right before their very eyes, in a way that they had never seen him before. Not many people, in the Bible at least, get to see God in all of his glory. It's a sight that God only grants to certain people at certain times for very particular reasons. And it's a pretty amazingly descriptive story, so I need for you to kind of put your imagination hats on this morning and really not just listen to the words that I'm saying, but try to think about and imagine in your minds what it must have looked like. So I want you to try to pick somebody in the story and be that person. Or if you don't want to be one of the main characters, you can just sort of pretend you're hiding in a tree off to the side, sort of eavesdropping on what's going on with Jesus and his disciples. So I want you to think about and imagine what it would have looked like to have been there, what it would have felt like to be there, maybe even what it might have smelled like to be up on the mountain with Jesus and his disciples. So the story we're going to read this morning comes from Luke 9, and it begins at verse 28. And it says this: "Then Jesus took Peter and John and James with him, and they went up onto the mountain to pray. And as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became bright as a flash of lightning. And two men, Moses and Elijah, suddenly appeared in glorious splendor, and they were talking with Jesus. And they spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment in Jerusalem." Now, while all of this is going on over here, Peter and his companions were very sleepy. But when they became fully awake, they saw Jesus' glory. And they saw the two men standing there with him, the two men who were not there earlier. So as the two men finished their conversation with Jesus and began to leave, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. It is good for us to be up on this mountain with you. So let us put up three shelters, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But the scripture tells us Peter didn't really know or understand what he was saying. But while he was speaking, as if this wasn't enough, a cloud appeared, and it came down, and it covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came from the cloud saying of Jesus, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen." Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. And the disciples decided to keep this to themselves. And they didn't tell anyone about what they had seen. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. So when we celebrate this Sunday called Transfiguration Sunday, we usually talk about how Jesus was transfigured or changed in this story. As he was praying, it says the appearance of his face changed. We don't know exactly what that means, but his clothes became bright as a flash of lightning. So maybe his face became radiant as well. He is revealed in all of his glory to these three disciples. This is probably what Jesus looked like when he was in heaven before he came down to earth. So he is seen in a way that they have never seen him before. So that's normally the transfiguration we talk about on this Sunday. But let's think about it in a different way. So of all the people in this story, who is really changed by this experience? It's not Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is revealed in a new way, but he doesn't actually change. Really, it's the disciples who are changed. It's the disciples who are transfigured. But they're not changed outwardly like Jesus was. Instead, Peter and John and James are transfigured and changed on the inside. So though they use the eyes in their heads to watch Jesus as he shines and sparkles, it is the eyes of their hearts which are opened so that they can finally really see Jesus in all of his glory. The glory they knew was always, they kind of knew it was there, but they just hadn't seen it in its fullness yet. So in this flash of dazzling light, the eyes of their hearts are opened, and they see fully the glory of the Lord, which is a little preview of the glory that's to come at the resurrection. The glory that he's starting to hint to them and tell them about, but they're not quite ready to get yet. So in this story of transfiguration, it's actually the disciples who are changed and transfigured. And you can bet that after this mountaintop experience with Jesus, they were never the same people again. And I think, friends, once you see Jesus, you are never the same person again. Once the eyes of your heart have been opened, you are transfigured. Once you see the glory of the Lord, you are never the same. I'm willing to bet that some of you, a lot of you, hopefully all of you, have a story of transfiguration like this. Some moment in time when God revealed himself to you in a way he had never done that before, and your life was changed because of it. Maybe it wasn't a huge thing like this. Maybe your face didn't get all radiant. Maybe Jesus didn't suddenly appear before you kind of dazzling like a disco ball over a dance floor, which is always kind of the image that comes into my mind when I read this story. So maybe it wasn't a big thing like that, but I'm willing to bet that at some point in your life, God has revealed himself and unveiled himself to you. Maybe in some small, quiet, yet powerful and unmistakable way. And when that happens, you are never the same again. And your life should never be the same again either. The eyes of your hearts have been opened and you have seen the Lord in his glory, and it's just this little glimpse of what his fullness will be at the resurrection. You have a story to tell. You have a story to tell, and that's why we're doing this little project during Lent that I talked about just a few minutes ago, that how to share your faith with others in 2 minutes. You have a story of how you met God and how God has changed you. And God wants you to be able to share that story with others. And I think I have a plan that will help you to do just that. And to do it with confidence and gentleness and respect. God is continually calling you into a new way of living, to a life of service to God and love of neighbor. And as Philippians says, not doing anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but thinking of others as better than yourself. And you have seen the glory of the Lord. The eyes of your hearts have been opened, and now you have the eyes to see God wherever he is. So be alert and watch for him. Because he is at work. He is at work everywhere around you, and he is asking you to be a part of what he is doing here on earth. He wants you to be a part of his kingdom, which is slowly breaking through and transfiguring our world, one person at a time. And God wants you to be a part of that. Once you have seen the glory of the Lord, you are never the same. And God calls you to share that story of change, of your own transfiguration with the people he puts along your path. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.